step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Welcome to the Bartow Ford Real Animals Radio Show, your weekly voyage into Florida fishing. Presented by Hubbard's Marina, hosted by Captain Mike Anderson and Captain Dylan Hubbard.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Were you in the yard with your wife and children, or working on some stage in L.A.? Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor, or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones, pray for the ones who don't know? Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble and sob for the ones left below? Did you burst out with pride for the red, white, and blue, and the heroes who died just doing what they do? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer, and look at yourself and what really matters? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Teaching a class full of innocent children, or driving down some cold interstate? Did you feel guilty 'cause you're a survivor? In a crowded room, did you feel alone? Did you call up your mother and tell her you loved her? Did you dust off that Bible at home? Did you open your eyes and hope it never happened? Close your eyes and not go to sleep? Did you notice the sunset the first time in ages, speak to some stranger on the street? Did you lay down at night and think of tomorrow, go out and buy you a gun? Did you turn off that violent old movie you're watching, turn on I Love Lucy reruns? Did you go to a church and hold hands with some strangers, stand in line and give your own blood? Did you just stay home and cling tight to your family, thank God you had somebody to love? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in our rock and our rent. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
Good morning, Tampa Bay, 970 WFLA, the Bartow Ford Real Animals Radio Show. I want to put a big shout out to Captain Rob Roman behind the glass, who helped us put a little bit of tribute together this morning. Love me some Alan Jackson and that song as we remember those we lost, those brave souls that also went into those buildings, those that came out.
Heavy, man.
It's heavy, dude.
One heck of a way to start the show.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. But the fitting thing to do this morning. So we'll be talking fishing. Got a great show for you. Got a great guest in studio here this morning, Kelly Phillips with Bull Bay Rods joining us. Again, we'll be talking some 9/11. We'll be talking some fishing as well. Phone lines will be open, 1-800-969-9352. Again, big thank you to Rob Roman. His will be the first voice that you hear behind the glass. Rob, where were you on that this day 20 years ago, I guess?
You know, it's still awfully confusing to me because every time I think about what happened 20 years ago, at the time, I didn't really understand what was happening. I remember we had a family trip that we took up to one of the towers to celebrate a birthday or an anniversary. I think my aunt, my uncle ended up getting engaged on top of one of the towers.
Wow.
Whoa. And so I was in high school, you know, I was in like 9th grade, 10th grade, and they were playing it on the TVs. And, you know, I was a punk little high school kid.
Right.
And I'm watching it and I'm like, I couldn't understand what was going on. And even my history teacher was still having a hard time understanding how to talk about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, there came a time where maybe about like, I would say a good 8 months prior, 8 months ago, I went to New York and with a couple of friends, and we got to visit the park. Yeah. And how amazing it was with the memorial
Ground Zero,
the fountains. Yeah. And just how some of the buildings still haven't been finished.
Really?
Since that time. They've been trying to like recuperate and rebuild. But there always will be a sense that something happened there.
Yeah.
And the best part about it is, you know, the lines never forget.
Never forget.
It resonates not only with me, but a lot of the members of New York, a lot of the residents in New York.
Is that where you're from?
I'm originally from Connecticut.
Okay.
So it's only about an hour and a half, 2 hours to New York City.
Okay.
With an extra maybe 15, 20 minutes on the train to Ground Zero.
I've never been to New York City.
It's wild.
My wife and daughter made a trip there a couple years ago, kind of a, you know, mommy daughter trip deal. And my wife said it was very eerie, you know, being at Ground Zero, you know, busy city, kind of noisy city, and then as you get around Ground Zero, things calm down and quiet down a little bit because there's not, you know, there isn't as much commotion there at Ground Zero. So.
Yeah, I've only been to New York City one time, and I don't think I'll ever go back.
Really?
But not for any other reason other than I was just too cold. But I've experienced the same thing. Even flying in there, when you fly over that area or around that area, just at the overwhelming sense of just everybody kind of remembering back to that day, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, nowadays, I wish more people would.
Kelly,
think about
what?
That.
What are your memories from 9/11? Where were you that morning or this morning 20 years ago?
You know, that made me 30 years old. So So I kind of reminisce on that.
I was 10.
You were 10. So now I'm getting older.
Yeah. These two talking about being in high school, and I was 33. So, very crazy for sure. So I know that I was getting crews ready, running my aluminum business. We had just started doing the show about a year earlier or so. So the original Real Animals Radio show was just about a year old. I remember one of the guys in the aluminum wholesaler business that we bought all our stuff at, there was offices in the back, and a guy walked out and just was like, in passing, was like, "Hey, a plane hit the World Trade Center this morning." And I'm like, "Huh?"
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And I'm thinking some idiot was flying around New York City and, flew into the building. You know, you're not thinking, terrorist attack right away, which, I mean, at least that's where I was. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. And he had a TV in his office, and we happened to slide in the office and got to, and then, of course, he came running out there, I guess it was 17 minutes later, 20 minutes later, whatever it was. And, the second plane to hit the building, and now we know we got issues. So, again, we're going to talk some fishing here this morning. We had a great guest, Kelly Phillips with Bull Bay Rods. We got a lot of great stuff to talk about with them. But if you want to talk 9/11, we're here for that as well. Again, one of those kind of mornings where everything just kind of fell that I felt it was a priority to make sure that we spend some time talking about this. So let's go to Mike quickly in Pinellas. Mike, how are you?
I'm good, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I don't know if this will all wiggle out well. I was looking at the end of a hard mowing season, and I was thinking about the fall. And like many people have said, it was a clear, beautiful morning when my life was interrupted by this. I am the fortunate immigrant of someone who came from Europe prior to World War I, and to earn my life and their freedom in this land, went back and fought against the Kaisers in Europe. And didn't talk much about it other than tell me I was too tall. I wouldn't have made it in the trenches. In the war to end all wars.
Got about 30 seconds. Got about 30 seconds, Mike.
I hear the king tides are coming. Is there a good place to dip shrimp? You know, the big shrimp that'll be flushed.
That's a good question, Dylan. Do you know?
I mean, most of the time where I always did it was around Blind's Pass, but Dick Meisner Bridge is a popular spot, around Bunce's Pass, popular spot. You want to get up on the edge of a grass flat where that water's moving adjacent to a pass. Use some lanterns. You can even do it from a bridge. A lot of people do it from the Skyway. So there's a lot of places you just need moving water and a little bit of light source.
Mike, we appreciate your call. We appreciate your passion on this morning. And, we're going to definitely make this our 9/11 memorial show, as everything that happens this morning, in my opinion, should be about. Great call, Mike. Thank you. We've got Captain Mike in Big Pine Key. We've got Danny in Tampa, who lived in Queens, so that should be an interesting call. We got to take a short break here. Obviously, our Alan Jackson song this morning, paying tribute to 9/11, both the survivors of that crazy day and those lives lost. We're gonna talk some of that again. The great Kelly Phillips, who we haven't had much of a chance to talk to yet.
Wake up.
we will get to him as well. You know, Bull Bay Rods was the winner of the 2021 Best in Show for the Saltwater Rod category at ICAST, which is a very big fishing convention we have every year. So lots of great stuff happening at Bull Bay Rods. I know a lot of you are fans, and we'll talk to him here on the other side as well. We'll be back, 970 WFLA.
Make me happy, give me life. Not all these problems, struggles, and strife.
This is the Bartow Ford Real Animals Radio Show, presented by Hubbard's Marina. Now your captains, Mike Anderson and Dylan Hubbard.
Welcome back. Got a short segment here, obviously, before the bottom of the hour. We're on that news clock. Kelly Phillips from Bull Bay Rods is our guest this morning. BullBayRods.com is the website. We're going to talk to him a bunch. Let's try and get a call in. I know we struck a nerve here this morning with the 9/11 tribute show and all that, so we want to try to rattle through a couple of these. Got some great people on hold. Want to make sure we get to everybody. Let's start with Captain Mike and Big Pine Key. Michael, how are you?
Morning, guys.
Morning, brother.
Good morning.
Yeah, good to talk to y'all today. Tough day for everybody. The one thing I remember real quick about September 11th, I was previously married, and it's my first wife, and she called me, and she said, I had just worked an 11 to 7, for those of you who don't know, I'm also a nurse, and I was laying down on the couch about to fall asleep, phone rings, and she said, do you have the TV on? And I said, no. And I said, why? She said, turn it on. I said, what channel? She said, any. And I turned it on to see the second plane fly into the tower. And from that point on, I didn't sleep that day. Luckily, I didn't have to work the following night. And we were sitting there. I got a knock on the door. The cable guy was installing cable in the condo across from us. Didn't have a TV in there, asked if he could come in because he had heard what was, and the cable guy sat with me, and then the people that were moving in, and I didn't know any of these people, sat with me on my couch for 6 hours, having food, offering them drinks, and we sat and watched that day. I sat and watched what went on with three people. I had no clue who they were, and we said five words the whole time. And that's what that day reminds me of, is being friends with somebody that you don't know. And it was weird. It was a weird day. So I just wanted to share my little world of what happened that day.
We appreciate that, brother.
I hear you got Kelly in there. Of course, I'm a Bull Bay Rods guy, and I was lucky enough to be at ICAST, and I got my picture taken with the big trophy there. And for those who are listening who don't own a Bull Bay rod, it's true. Feel the difference, because those Bull Bay rods, you're not going to put a better fishing rod in your hand. I mean, the check's in the mail, too, by the way.
Well, welcome to the family. That's all I got for you.
Yeah, but anyway, listen, the fishing's great down here. I know you got phone calls to take and everything on this wonderful day, but I'll talk to you all tomorrow. I want to say happy Patriots Day, but it is Patriots Day. And for our charter today, we're all dressed in red, white, and blue. Got my red, white, and blue gills gear on and ready to go fishing and shake off the memory of this day.
Good luck, brother. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.
All right, guys. God bless you three. Take care.
Thanks, buddy. Good call right there. Let's go quickly to Danny in Tampa. Danny, we got about 2 minutes. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Good morning. I'm from Queens, New York. I was born and raised in Woodhaven. And at the time when 9/11 had happened, I was actually in fifth grade going to school in Queens. And what I can say is I just remember going to school that day, and in the middle of class, they ended up giving phone calls to the classroom, and kids were like leaving to go home, which was standard when kids went home. So, you know, after like the fifth kid went home, we're all in class like, why are all these people going home? Like, right. What is going on here? And, you know, eventually I got that phone call. It was like, Danny, you need to go to the home office. I'm like, all right. They're like, your parents are here to pick you up. I'm like, this is like strange. So when I got to the home office, it was like pandemonium. There was tons of parents there lined up, you know, picking up their kids. My mom grabs me and is like, we just got attacked. The World Trade Center just had two airplanes crash into them. So I was like, wow, are you serious? So we ended up going home, and it's all over the news. And my cousin and I, we ended up going to this place called The View. It's up in Queens in Forest Park.
You got about 20 seconds. Got about 20 seconds, Danny.
You can actually see the city from a 360 view, and I literally just seen that whole catastrophe in the downtown Manhattan, all that black smoke.
Wow.
So
that's
I'll
crazy.
Never forget. Well, I'm actually heading to drill right now for the Army National Guard.
Well, thank you for your service, and never forget. Great call, Danny. Great call. Wow, talk about a memory. Remembering where you were
crazy.
And what you did that morning. That was a great call. We've got a good friend of ours, Craig Gross. Craig has been a friend of the show for many years. He's up next, and we've got Rick in Palm Harbor as well. Taking your calls. We're talking 9/11. We're talking fishing. We got Kelly Phillips from Bull Bay Rods. Lots of good stuff to come. 1-800-969-9352. Light them up. We'll be back.
Living on salt crackers and bad advice. A little loving right now sure would be nice.
This is the Bartow Ford Real Animals Radio Show, presented by Hubbard's Marina. Now your captains, Mike Anderson and Dylan Hubbard.
As we talk about 9/11 here, we were talking at the break, I think it's important to give props and shouts out to all the young people, some of them even not all that young anymore, who right after 9/11 decided to, sign up to protect.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The U.S. of A. And I know our next caller here will understand this as much as anyone. And a longtime friend of the show, our good friend Craig Gross, formerly of Frankie's Patriot Barbecue. Craig, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm headed up to the outlet malls there. They're premium malls on 54 and 75. They are actually going to make the dedication today to Gold Star, a Gold Star monument there. And so I have the honor of going up there and representing the Gold Star Fathers for the state of Florida as a spokesman. And also to talk about my son and his sacrifice for our country. And as you know, Mike, it's been quite a journey. But it's days like this that I am so proud of my son, Corporal Frank Robert Gross, who paid the full measure for our country. And, you know, in light of everything that's going on over there in Afghanistan, I just want to say this. Our guys did not serve in vain. That country was relatively stable until this guy took everybody out of there, and now it's just total chaos. But we can't minimize the sacrifice. And I'm obviously, it's very emotional.
Understandably,
I'm just so thankful for people like you who don't forget. You and Dylan, you guys are good friends, and I just thank you so much for taking the time out today to give us all a platform to talk about our experience with 9/11. And of course, Frankie was very, very heavily impacted by 9/11, and that's one of the reasons why he signed up and went in, knowing that he was going to end up in Afghanistan, because he signed up for infantry. And he was attached to the 2nd Battalion, 38th Cav, out of Fort Hood, Texas. It was a Ranger outfit. They were a long-range surveillance FOB stationed in Kandahar, and that's where Frankie lost his life.
Well, God bless him, and God bless you guys. I've said it many times. I know you've heard me say it here. If you've been a listener of this show for any length of time at all, you've heard me say it, that, you know, true heroes, those that have given the ultimate sacrifice for the red, white, and blue, for our freedom. Freedom certainly isn't free, but I always mention the families of those that are lost, because, you know, you guys have to deal with this moving forward. I'm a believer in the good Lord, and I believe that Frankie's in a better place than we are. But we get left behind to remember and deal. So, you know, God bless you, your family, Frankie Jr., all the men and women service members, both here and abroad, that do what they do for this country.
Amen. Thank you very much. I love you, brother.
Back at you, Craig. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks.
Have
for
a great day.
Yes, sir. Have a great day. Yes, sir.
Good stuff right there for sure. I knew that one was going to be a little emotional.
Ooh.
Let's go to Rick in Palm Harbor, who is in the Navy from Chicago. Rick, how are you this morning?
Good morning, gentlemen. Mike, I watch your program on TV. I'm a new addition to Florida. I just want to say to Corporal Gross will not be forgotten. He's a service member who, as his father said, he didn't go in vain. Hats off to all of them. I just want to say real quick, because I know this is on a time clock, I remember distinctly I was on a sofa watching this whole episode take place in 2001. I knew my phone was going to ring, and after three deployments overseas, I served in multiple hats with the United States Navy Security Force. I just want to say this. No matter who the commander-in-chief is, those of us who signed that dotted line, we serve. And we serve to protect our family members that are here. And I'm going to be honest with you. It's so hard listening to the left, who can easily forget us and forget about those who have paid that ultimate sacrifice. But I'm going to say this. I love each and every one of you for doing this morning. I'm here in Palm Harbor now. I'm a new member here, and I bought myself a nice 29-foot sports craft.
Nice.
And because of watching your show, man, I'm out there every weekend trying to learn some stuff. And this morning, I'm actually headed out to Three Rooker. I'll have my flags out there with some family and friends representing that red, white, and blue. Thank you for everything, and thank you for contributing us.
Rick,
all right?
Thank you.
Have a great morning.
Thank you for your service, Rick. We appreciate you. Great call. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. All that stuff is good stuff. Let's check in with one of our fine men in blue here. Let's go to Alan in St. Pete. Alan, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Captain Mike. Dylan, good to talk to you guys this morning.
How are you today, sir?
Well, I'm good. This is one of those days. It's a very somber one for me. Would have been my dad's 80th birthday. He was always pissed off that they ruined his birthday. And he was a Navy veteran as well, as am I. Yeah, he was a Navy chief, and he did 26. I did 20 as an AO. But I remember that morning when I was sitting on the USS John F. Kennedy, Pierside in Mayport, getting ready to deploy for workups for to go over to Persian Gulf for my third time. And heard something was going on, turned the TV on, saw the first tower was burning, and I thought, that's kind of odd. Then saw the second plane hit, and then immediately knew we were in trouble. Called my wife and said, stay away from the base, because she was up in Norfolk. Stay away from the base, stay away from the malls, and I'll see you when I see you. And just about that time, the general quarters sounded, which is very rare when you're pier side to go to general quarters. Within an hour, we were underway, and when you come out of Mayport, you hang a right to go to the Caribbean, which is where we were supposed to go for the next 6 weeks. Instead, we hung a left. And 20 minutes later, we were getting aircraft on the board with flight ordnance, and that was my job to de-arm and arm all the aircraft that left the flight deck. So, and we flew combat air patrol missions for the next 6 weeks on the east coast of the United States, which was very, very weird. But I remember the thing that and I lost a good buddy of mine in the Pentagon as well, but I remember the thing that hit me the most was when I left town in Norfolk. I was the only guy on the street that had a flag out in front of his house. And 6 weeks later, with very little news and contact with your home people, come home and every house on the block has got a flag. And God, I just wish we could get back to that.
Amen.
Yeah, Kelly Phillips, who is in studio with us from Bull Bay Rods, Kelly mentioned that at one of the breaks that, you know, and Dylan talked about it as well, that you know, what 9/11 did for the country, where
change,
you know,
the culture.
Well, for the time after that, as we were, mm-hmm. as we were, you know, trying to understand what was going on, we came together as a country. You didn't look at a neighbor and think about what color they were or anything. You thought about everyone as Americans, everyone together. And now it seems like, you know, we've let that slip away. We've gotten so far away from that. You know, the nonsense that is social media. We let all these things pull us apart over stupid stuff. You know, like our earlier caller there who said, you know, it doesn't matter who the commander in chief is. That's really not the point. You know, whether you're, you know, a Democrat or Republican, or, you know, whether you're African American or white or, you know, Hispanic, that shouldn't matter. And hopefully that, you know, some of that comes through with this 20-year, you know, celebration, mm-hmm. or I guess I shouldn't say celebration. Well, we're celebrating memorial. Those lives we lost, memorial, yeah. Yes, but we're obviously celebrating those lives we lost. But hopefully some of that will come into clarity for us. Because, you know, it dawned on me as Kelly was saying it and Dylan were saying it that, you know, that's what this should really be about. We should find a way to get back to that place where we were all unified. Because when that thing went down.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when that thing went down, this country came together. And it, like I said, it didn't, nothing mattered but being behind the red, white, and blue, behind being an American. Somebody just took a shot at us. Now we're busy. You watch the news. We got, you know, we're taking shots at one another 24/7 now.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Just turn the news off and that'll go away.
Yeah, it would be helpful. So anyway, you know, it's thank you for your service, Alan. Thank you for what you do for us now, each and every day. We appreciate you, and we hope you're catching fish and your lines are tight, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. And you guys have a great day.
You too, Alan.
You too.
Thank you. Good stuff. You know, putting this together in my brain, you know, this week I got with Captain Rob Roman, our elite producer extraordinaire, and you think that Alan Jackson plays and it's 9/11 and, you know, and as this thing unravels and people call, you can kind of get the emotional intensity of the day. So I didn't mm-hmm. I didn't really put all that in my brain for the morning. Here we are almost an hour in, and it's still, you know, and I imagine we could probably do this. You know, if John Mamola would let us, we could probably do the Bartow Ford Real Animals radio show until noon or 5 o'clock this afternoon, and we'd have calls and people interacting and feelings and emotion from this day.
The best thing so far, the people that I've been calling in, it's not a matter of I just want to talk 9/11 or I just want to talk about fishing. It's both.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he's, you know, I want to talk about 9/11 and fishing. Right. And I'm just like, like, can't we all just get together and just hang out? Because, yeah. like, this sounds fun. Like, right. I'm not saying 9/11 is fun, but, like, yeah. you know, the fact that we're sitting here, like, we can, you know, we could talk about what's going on today. And the fact that everyone likes to fish, and even today, even as we're remembering that we can, you know, remember and get together and fish.
Yeah, be one that, unified.
That's
group.
Why I love this community. I mean,
the fishing community.
Yeah, yeah. If you like to fish, generally 9 out of 10 times, they also like drinking beer or whiskey yeah. and shooting guns and going out in the country and shooting deer.
I think it's one of the things, and with Kelly Phillips here in studio, you know, it's one of those things that makes the fishing community so great. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of the reasons that Bull Bay Rods has been so successful, you know, because it's a local brand. It's a yeah. local company. Kelly and his family are from Lakeland. You know, Dustin grew up here, you know, leading Bull Bay Rods into the future. And I think that's really, now obviously the rods are really good, and that
helps.
That you have to have that if you're going to grow as a company. But
yes,
but to do that and then to get all the local love and all that help from the locals, you know, going, hey, you know, we could buy another brand, but this brand's built right here. And by golly, it's a good brand. So, mm-hmm. you know, all of that kind of plays into my, you know, the whole fishing community thing. It's one of the things that helps me get up at 4:30 in the morning on Saturdays and Sundays. Yeah, right. For so many years.
I was sitting there, and I didn't mean to cut you off. I was sitting here this morning. As you're talking, I'm thinking red, white, and blue, and then of course, we're doing more apparel and stuff like that at Bull Bay, and I'm thinking, wait a minute. In the wintertime, the redfish are red, white, and blue. The tail, the body, and the belly. There's, mm-hmm. There it is.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, anyhow. So good stuff.
It all ties together for sure. We're going to get a freshwater report on the other side. Our good friend Ron at Ron's Tackle Box. We've got Glenn in Brandon on the line as well. Retired Air Force brother there. I was Air Force for 6 years, 9 months, and 3 days, just in case anybody is interested. That's, again, and you know, the craziness in the desert kind of started a little bit while I was in. And then I was out by the time 9/11 hit. So, near and dear, again, remembering 9/11 this morning. We'll be back, 970 WFLA.
This is the Bartow Ford Real Animals Radio Show, presented by Hubbard's Marina. Now your captains, Mike Anderson and Dylan Hubbard.
Welcome back. Kelly Phillips, owner, inventor, madman himself, Bull Bay Rods.
Hey.
Is in.
I was too close to that mic there.
He's playing around.
In the house here this morning, as well as we dedicate our show, obviously, to 9/11, the memorial of 20 years, 8:46 a.m. or thereabouts, 8:45, 8:46 a.m. when the first plane flew in to the World Trade Center on this morning 20 years ago. So we've been talking a little bit about that. Again, it's kind of taken over the show. I promised we would talk some fishing, and I hope to do that. But as the callers keep rolling in here, we're gonna go with the flow. So let's check in, get a freshwater report, and check in with Ron on this very special day out at Ron's Tackle Box in beautiful Lake Alfred. Ronnie, how are you?
Doing okay this morning. It's been trying to not get too fired up about this situation, and I'll tell you the fishing report first.
Okay, talk to me.
A lot of panfish. Been really good. The specks are starting to show up. Some guys are doing real well with them. I'm very surprised because it's been so hot. But drifting some of the lakes around here been real good for specks.
That's yummy.
Which are the crappie that people up north don't know what specks are. bluegills are nice. Bass fishing's good. A lot of smaller size bass. Nothing real big right now to report on. But in general, fishing's good when you can get out in between the rain and the heat.
It seems like to me, Ron, that the water temp is really helped us here on the saltwater side, because I've never read 90 degrees, which is a little abnormal. Normally,
nice little reprieve.
It considering we're into September now and should be starting to decline a little bit.
We got a cold front already. It's crazy.
I mean, you know, and is that? Do you think that's part of the reason that speck bite is turned on? Is maybe on the freshwater side?
With
that,
the range. Okay. Right, we've been getting some heavy rains, and that cools the water down pretty quick. So
sure. That's
helped us a lot.
Good.
So that's a good thing. But on the 9/11 thing, I just reach out to everyone. It's terrible. There's no words to really describe it. I had two boys, retired Army, and one served over there about 7 months. It's like slapping them in the face that we left there like we did.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Yep. On this show, you're allowed to have your opinion.
I think we're going to be going back there again.
Oh, there's no doubt.
No doubt in my mind.
Yeah, mine either.
And starting from square one.
And the way it was done was not done right. And there's a way to do things. There's a way not to do things. So now we have all this equipment over there that's billions of dollars that we gave them to use against us.
Yeah, it's brilliant planning.
That's all I have to say about it. It's just terrible.
I'm with you. Tell everybody how they can find you out there, Ronnie.
All right. I'm at 380 South Lakeshore Way in Lake Alfred, which is 1792. Phone number 863-956-4990. And I want to mention about Bull Bay Rods. I don't carry them myself, but I've been sending people over to the new shop. A lot of my customers are liking them and going over there and picking up one or two. So got a good thing going on.
Well, let's save them some gas and get you stocked up, brother.
Well, that's it. That's probably what I need to do, but I just don't know, you know, how long I'm going to be here, so I didn't want to put in a new line. And
well, we want to support you either way. So,
well, you're one of the best.
Okay, I appreciate that.
You're my freshwater guru. We'll have somebody from Bull Bay come see you, and have a great day. Okay, Ronnie?
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, my friend.
See you, bud.
Good stuff right there. Let's squeeze one more in here before we get to the bottom. Let's go to Glenn in Brandon. Glenn, you got about 2 minutes, my friend. How are you?
Pretty good. Myself and my next-door neighbor, after we heard about all this, being out of the military for 8 years, retired, we were called our recruiters and told them we wanted to go back in and serve and everything. And it's a shame we pulled out the way we did. Now we'll probably be going back and everything else, you know, with all of this.
For sure.
But I served and remember pulling out of Vietnam and then going to the first Gulf War.
Whoa.
About all this. And, you know, with the commander-in-chief we got now, we just left everything at Kandahar, going back possibly to the Chinese. They're thinking about going over there now. So I don't know. I'm like Ronnie. I think we'll have to go back again.
Yeah, well, I've said it on this show already, and I've said it on the street. You know, in the late 80s, I was still stationed in Europe, Air Force, and we had, I think we had 11 or 12 just Air Force bases in Europe at that time. Right. I played on the base basketball team, and I think we had 11 games or something against the other Air Force installations. And that's not counting all the Army bases and, you know, little outposts and all that that were in Europe in the late 80s. Okay? That's
well, not only that, but I was over in Korea. And right now, with it not being declared, you know, a peace agreement between the two, the war is still going on. So I'm entitled to wear their Korean defense ribbon.
Mm. Well, and my point is that and I got to let you go, Glenn. Good call, brother.
Yeah.
But my point is that Europe, even in the worst of times, even with Hitler and all that craziness, is not as screwed up as the Middle East is. I'm sorry, it's not. And thoughts, prayers, I know how horrible it was. I do. I'm not downplaying what those crazies did over there. But what I'm telling you is the Middle East is whack. That place is crazy. And now we're just going to pull out of there? You don't think we're going to have a presence over there? That's insane to me. Totally insane. We got Jim Fogel, our safe voting tip, on the other side. We'll be back, 970 WFLA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.